Pasuk in Pashrei says, "Well, Yidavik b'yachem u'ma." Literally, Yechir Taiches should not stick in your hand. It's talking about the Avodah Zarah. That the Avodah Zarah should not be attached, should not stick in your hand at all. The Gemara in the Avodah Zarah dashes from this pasuk is the law in the Torah not to have hanoah from Avodah Zarah or from to grievous Avodah Zarah. Besides the issue of the Avodah Zarah, if someone else is Avodah Zarah, you're not going to have hanoah from that Avodah Zarah. Or to move the Avodah Zarah, what they were marked to Avodah Zarah. For example, Yai Nesach, they poured wine in front of the Avodah Zarah to be over it. It's also Bahana. The Mechus Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Chav Ches, I say, is a few lines where he says, Chere Chinuch, he says, when the Hegis B'chol Ishi Yisrael, this lab to be Nenef from Avodah Zarah applies to all Yidin. Avol Goy, but a Goy, Afal Pidim Mitzvah Avodah Zarah, even though Avodah Zarah is one of the Shevim Mitzvah Bnei Noyach, it's a Gemara in the head of the test, it's one of the Shevim Mitzvah Bnei Noyach, Hainu Avodasa, that's only to be Oyed Avodah Zarah, Goy is not allowed. Avol Yisui Hanosh Avodah Zarah in Mitzvah. But to be Nenef from Avodah Zarah, that doesn't apply to Bnei Noyach. The Zeh Pashat. Mechassadiyah says, this is a Chere Pashat. It's a Chiddush of Mechass Chinuch, the reason why it's a Chiddush is because no one else says it, no one else talks about it. But Chere de Mechass Chinuch's muck is from the fact that we don't find in the sugya of Zaymis Bnei Noyach and Sanhedrin of the Tess and Rambam Hilchos Melachim, where it was actually more than Zayim Mitzvahs, the other Mitzvahs which are just not in the Cheshbon, but there are a lot of dinim that apply to Bnei Noyach. It doesn't say anywhere that a Bnei Noyach, a Goy, is also the Takruvis of Avodah Zarah. This is a Hanoah of Avodah Zarah. So Mechus Chinuch is saying, since that's not said anywhere, that's a separate mitzvah. The only Issan of Bnei Noyach, the more Dashin is of Avodah Zarah itself, but not this Hanoah. In the Sefer Masas HaMelech from Reb Samanik Diskin, he's a Gol Hador, a Rashiv in Kotor, in Yishlayim, he wants to be Ma'ira, and this Mechus Chinuch, maybe it's not so Pashat. He starts off, there's a Mechus, it's interesting, Mechus is the Rambam and the Ramban.
In a...
I let us sell
it.
So, what are you saying, of Neiva?
Yeah.
Why is that of Neiva? Maybe, I don't know. That's your
right.
Begla
ben Zorin
Allah. This is the Eva to go to help him do a Zor, right? The Ufnei Day, and that's the whole Ufnei Day, and the whole Mishnah. So why are you not a sell to a Goy? Why is that not an Ufnei Eva? Yeah, that might be a right, but okay, doesn't mean a right. But the Masa Melech must be more with a different interest in Mechaik Islam and the Ramban. There's a pasuk in Veschanan, I think. The pasuk says in Veschanan says, "V'hayu kviyach Hashem alkech aras shnei shvang avisacher." When the Yidden will come into Yisrael and they'll have Muhammad and they'll have Sheva Shekipshu 7 years to capture the land, the Torah says, "Abotam leim kol toy v'shon leim leisi." You're gonna find houses there full of things, full of food, full of things, but you didn't fill up the house. U'boyos chasuvim shalach chatzavti. You're gonna find there wells of water that you didn't dig. Krumim zeishim shalach tata. You're gonna find vineyards and olive orchards that you did not plant. The Chatav Sevata, the Torah says, it's mutatid. So the second two things, the boiris, the wells of water, and the krum and the zesim, that's pasha that you're allowed to eat it. It's zvar mutarim. But the Gemara in Chulin, the Hidzai and Dashins, from the beginning of the pasuk, it says, "Batam aleim kol toiv, ashalim aleisi." You're going to find their houses, when you capture the land, you can find houses in the refrigerator, stock of food, cabinets stock of food, freezer full of food. Not that they had in those days, this, but full of food. Even the Dvar Masurim will be Mutter. There's a special Xeis HaKosah, the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yitzayin. B'Sheva Shekipshu, the Gemara says, Dovet Tomi Yishdunghu. Dechsiv Batam Leim Kol Toiv. Everything will be Mutter. Even the treif will be Mutter Teet. V'Omer B'Yemi Ba'Abba Merav Kasi Dechaziri. Even Chaza. Rabbi Baba said that when they captured Yitzhak and they came in, the army, and they were hungry, and you wanted it, you walked into a house, you found even Chaza, even what they call pork, pig, was mutter to eat. That's the Gemara. The Rambam brings down this halacha in Perches Moch Smolach Moloch Aleph, which is interesting because the Rambam does not write any halachas which are only in past history, which are not negay anymore. The Rambam only writes halachas that are negay today, or Hilchsel Mashiach, halachas that will be negay when Mashiach comes. The fact that the Rambam brings in this halacha is mashma that's either negay today, or when Mashiach comes and the Yidden will have Mochamas again to capture lands by Eretz Yisrael, it will be negay then. Again, it will be mutta to go eat even treif. And chere goes only on the army, on the chutz yitzava, the people that go out to war. It's some compared a little bit to the fastoya, possibly. We're going to see, you know, the same way Torah is make on the fastoya, gave a head to the fastoya, same thing Torah gave a head to eat treif. But the Rambam says halacha, he has a few words. The Rambam says shenis chutzi tzuav k'shishir k'shishir begvul akam. The army, when they go into the border of the goyim, the yichbishum and they capture them and the yeshemahen and they take it over. Mutter nahen lecho nevegel suchefis. The mutter to eat nevegel suchefis to basa chazia and the mutter to eat chaza. Who creates it by anything similar? In Yira, if they're hungry, that's a little hesafa drama, if they're hungry. But like Motsa Mayocha, they don't find anything else to eat. El Macholas Eingo Asurim, only these Macholas Asurim. But Chain Shoysi Yayin Nesach, then Rami adds on something else. Then the Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara only gives the example of Chaza and David Tomei. But Rami adds on Yayin Nesach also. And he says, it's going to happen this Pasuk of Batam Lim Kotoiv, this Pasuk. So Aga, first of all, what Rami says, in Yira, if they're hungry, the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam holds that this heter to eat is only if they're taka hungry and there's nothing else to eat. If you have kosher and chafe in front of you, according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to eat it. But the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam doesn't mean it's pikuach nefesh. It doesn't mean someone's in pikuach nefesh starving. If it'd be pikuach nefesh, you wouldn't need a pasuk. It's pasuk that anyway, that's a constant pasuk, so we wouldn't get that. But it's pasuk that you wouldn't need a pasuk for all the other things, at least. The Rambam wouldn't have to go say, we're eating the venos of chafes. Because of this pasuk, so obviously it's not pikuach nefesh. But Rambam does say it's not mechachinla. It's like it's only if it's in Yirav. So Kesef Mishnah explains again. It doesn't have to be pikuach nefesh, but it also has to be that you need it. The guy is hungry. The soldier is hungry. But if he has in front of him kosher and chafe, he's not allowed to eat the chafe. It's just if he doesn't see any kosher and it's chafe and he's hungry in Yirav. If no Yirav is, it doesn't mean starvation of skans nefashis. Normally that is the word. Yerev normally would mean starvation of kinds of vashas, but I guess that's not what it means over here. The Rambam just means very hungry. Yep, then that's when it's mutter. The Ramban, our Torah, Agav, is, I think, chayim like this. The Ramban, our Torah, says, it's chatchinga. Even if you have in front of you kosher and chayif, you could take the chayif. Get the chayif. What?
It's like hetre diff.
Exactly, yeah. I think the Rambam wants to explain, according to the Ramban, it's hutra. It's a get of hutra. Like, it's hutra, it's mutter, it's hutra. And according to the Rambam, it's a get of dechuya. And the dechuya is when the soldiers need it, when they feel hungry. Okay, that's the first. But the next chiddush of Rambam is, Rambam eats on yayin nesach. Yayin nesach. And the emes is, you have to understand, why is the Rambam eating on to the Gemara? Normally the Rambam writes the lashon of the Gemara, maybe different words. The Gemara says, davar tami and chazak. Gives two examples. And from that, you would see all machlokes asuris. And Rambam goes in the Yizon, Yayin Nesach. Why is he eating on this example of Yayin Nesach? So the emes is, the Ramban al Torah is chaylik. The Ramban al Torah says that we only find that the Torah, the Gemara only says, David Tomei and Chaza. But Yayin Nesach, which is Takubis of Eidazor, which was something which is also because it was used for Eidazor, that is not Mutter. That is not Mutter.
What does David Tomei mean? The Beilu?
Yeah, Nechar David Tomei means the Beilu's Chavis. So you think of Tumma, but Nechar means David also Machon's Achuz. It's referring to Chazik, right? That's the most examples. But the Ram is on Yayin Nesach. The Ramban Ahotayr is Chaylik. The Ramban in Pashas Re'e, in the Perigva, Pasgiyud, he brings down the Rambam and he says, Varav Kasavuchs Melochim, Mechonseim, Chutzi Tova, that they could have Yayin Nesach also, and the Ramban is not. So what's the Machaykis? So the Master Melch wants to say, the Machaykis is telling in this. Is the Issa of Yayin Nesach, is the Issa of Issa Hanor from Vedazar, is that a separate Issa? Is it a Machonos Asuris? Or is it a Sherish of Vedazar? It's part of the Issa of Vedazar. If it's Tam, a Zaitig Issa, the same way Teru Asad or Machonos Asuris, it Asad Yayin Nesach, then that's what Rambam Mechar is learning. Rambam is learning, it's a Zaitig Issa, and just like every Issa Teru is Matir, this Issa Teru is Matir also. But the Ramban holds, no, the Sherish of the Issa is of Vedazar. It's less than being oivir of Vezor. When you're oivir of Vezor, a person's chayv misa. When a person is nana from Vezor, it's not chayv misa, it's only a lav. Oh, but it's in that pashit. All nemsach and Vezor. And Vezor itself, the Torah was not matir. I'm going to say a little bit more from the man soon, but first I was thinking that I maybe would learn the machlokes a little bit different. I would think maybe the machlokes is that the Gemara only says that the suri achila, machlokes asuris is mutta. We went off on this pasuk, that the vachat v'savata. We don't see in this pasuk that the suri hano is mutta. Maybe the reason why to go for the Zohar, the Ramban holds his us is because it's a higher majority. It's something which is us about no. We find things in Torah only us about chinam, but the mutter b'hanah. Chaz is mutter b'hanah. You're not to sell chaz, you're not to be nennet from chaz. You don't discover it, but that's a different passion. But basic issa hanah is mutter b'chaz. But when you find something which is us about hanah, maybe that's what the Ramban is chaz. But if that's takap shat, then there'll be a different nafkaminis. Nafkaminis would be about every issue hanah. What about us b'cholov? What about when the army comes in and they find Vazayas and a cheeseburger? They eat Basa B'chol. Is that also Mutta? From the way I'm learning, that's the chiluk, that according to the Rambam, the Torah is Mati even Yai Nesach, the Torah is Mati even things with Asa B'ano. Basa B'chol is Asa B'ano also. Basa B'chol is Chayra Hayas. It's Achina and Nesachana also. So according to Ramban, Basa B'chol will not be Mutta. What about Chomus V'Pesach? Chomus V'Pesach is Asa B'ano. According to the Rambam, there's Mati Yai Nesach, the Rambam holds even things with Asa B'ano, the Torah is Mati. Maybe the Ramban is chiluk, and the Ramban holds the things with Asa B'ano, the Torah is not Mati. But the Maisa, that's not what the Ramban says. If you look in the Ramban says a different reason. The Ramban says that how could you say that Yain Nesach is Mutta? The Torah itself says, Vaita, when they bring home the Shomah from the Muhammad, yesterday the Muhammad, the army's in that. What? What? To Gusav et Zer? Oh, Chos Pesach is another Zer. Is it especially?
Yeah. Oh,
Avol Pesach is Darbanan.
Yeah,
Avol Pesach, something else. but the Ramban says, how can you say that Yai Nesach will be mutta for the Chutz Yitzavah to eat? The Torah itself says that when they bring home the Shalom, when they bring home the booty, when they bring home the loot that they capture, they can bring home everything and everything they can keep except for Avodah Zarah. The Torah says, Shakas Shaksenu V'tav Tavenu Kecherimhu. Avodah Zarah and Tekuvus Avodah Zarah, that they cannot bring home. That you have to destroy. So if you see that has to be destroyed, how could you say the Chutz Yitzavah are allowed to have an allowed to eat that? So the Mechari is a Pasha Chiluk. Maybe the Rambam will hold that the Rambam is also made that after the Muhammad, that's a whole different Pasha. After the Muhammad, what they bring home, they can only bring home everything else. They cannot bring home what they deserve. The Rambam is saying the special Allah of B'Shas Muhammad. The B'Shas Muhammad is Chutz. That's one Pasha Teretz.
The Machol is a sign that they could bring home.
Right, and also it's clearing the emphasis that pasuk of Shaket Sekshen is going on the Avodah Zarah itself. That halacha, there's a special halacha on the Avodah Zarah. They have to not only they can't bring it home, they have to destroy it. They have to destroy it. Takuvus Avodah Zarah, do they have to destroy it? I think not. I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe you don't have to. So maybe the Ramban is maybe only things that you have to destroy that they cannot be nended from. Well, Ram's talking. Ram's example is Ainesach. I mean, take it any way you want. I mean, Ram's example is Ainesach.
But
you know
what?
Ainesach,
they have to be matched with
the
epiruv.
That's the kruvus of it,
though,
right?
Yes, so the kruvus
of it. Yeah,
you have to get rid of it.
Maybe. Okay, but you know, let's go with the first halach. The first halach is more pashut halach. That the Rambam would hold that this whole halach, you have to, you can't be nenef from the zara, means after the Muhammad. The Rambam's chiddush was doing the Muhammad. Supposed to be Ramban's whole kasha. That's why I think that even the Ramban, that's what this mas, the sefer Masa Melech is learning. Even the Ramban, the chiddush doesn't mean because of that halach, that after the Muhammad, you have to destroy it. The Masa Melech learns that the Ramban holds, the chiddush is if the sherish is in this of the zara. If the Shurish is in this of a dessert, that's a whole different Pasha. That's the Torah's Mati. Torah's Mati, Machonis Asuris, maybe even Yusuri, no, but it's not Machonis Asuris. But something which is a Shurish of a dessert, that the Torah is not Mati. And basically, we'll say that's the Machonis, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam will hold that Yai Nesach is Mutter Chutz Yitzavah, the Rambam will hold because things that are. He'll hold that Yusuri had nothing as a Zaitagis. It says, Aviyo Machonis Asuris, it's Aviyo Lodi Surim, and only Surim Mutter B'Shas Muhammad. And the Ramban holds no, it's a Shurish of the Zara. Bemis, this Masa Melech says, it's really a Chur, like we see almost mentioned before, it's really a Chur, first Machodis in your day, it's a Mekuftan Hei, it's a Beis, Machodis for Shainim. This Machodis for Shainim brought down in Shulchan Aruch, if Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha, the Issa to be Nenef from the Zara. We know Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha all of Eres, Chutz Mei Gimel Chamurus, except for the Zara, Shich Stom Ging Arayas, but and so what about to be Deicha, the Issa to be Nenef from the Zara? Person has to be over the Zohar Pikuch Nefesh. Someone puts a gun to his head, tells him he's going to die if he doesn't, if he's not over the Zohar, that for sure, Pikuch Nefesh is not Deicha. But what about to be Nen if I'm over the Zohar? He wants to take Tukuf as a Zohar, drink the Ayin Nesach. Is that also, and it's Pikuch Nefesh, and he has, is that also Deicha? Is that also Deicha the Yissa of being Nen if I'm over the Zohar? So somebody shouldn't hold not. Somebody shouldn't hold, you have to be Moses Nefesh even for that. You're not going to be Nen if I'm over the Zohar, even among Pikuch Nefesh. Akadekach. And somebody shouldn't hold no, that you are not be Nen. From Avizor by Pikuch Nefesh. So the Masa Melech wants to say, Chari, this is the Machoikas. Is if the Issa of being Nenef of Avizor is a sheirish from the Avodah Zarah itself. It's not as chom, it's not chayv misa, it's just chayv ilavin. But the sheirish is, it has sheiches from the Avodah Zarah, that'll be also even by Pikuch Nefesh. But the shame that hold that it's that you can't be nana from the Vedazar, Babi Koch Nevish, maybe they will hold that it's a Zaitikis, it's not the Shesh of Vedazar. Is the Mingla, the Master Mach wants to say that this Mechaschinach that we started with, Mechaschinach wants to say that Ben Noyach is only Muza on Avodah Zarah, but he's not Muza on the Issa Hanof in Avodah Zarah. Maybe he's telling in this. If you hold Avodah Zarah as a Zaitig Issa, that we've been learning in the Rambam by the Din of Chutz Yitzava, and we've been learning in the Rishayim to hold that you, by Mokim Kuch Nevesh Kabinenef on Avodah Zarah, so it's a Zaitig Issa, then you could take a saying like the Mechaschinach said, that Akum is Bnei Noach not Muzin it. Bnei Noach only have the Shemitz Bnei Noach, the Issa of Vizar itself, but not to be Bnei Noach of Vizar. But if you learn that being Bnei Noach of Vizar is one of the Chalokim of the Issa of Vizar, as Sheikhas, the Issa of Vizar itself, the way the Rishonim hold that Pikuach Nevesh is not Deicha, this is Bnei Noach of Vizar, and the way the Ramban holds that Chutz Yitzava, they can eat Omochon Sesuris, but they cannot eat Yain Nesach, then you could say that it's nichlal in what Bnei Noach Hamuza in the Shemus Noach of Edzar. Maybe including that. So it's not so posh as Mechas Chinuch. So Agad, the Mechas Chinuch then says, again, in this halacha that Chalutz Yitzava, the Gemara says in Chulun Dafid Zayin, while they're going to war, they're mutta to eat Machon Sasuris. The Gemara goes out from that pasuk. The Mechaschinach wants to say, he also says that our Diyuk in the Rambam. From the Rambam's Mashmah goes Lasalavi also. It's not only B'sheva Shekibshun Lasalavi, when they go to capture land also, there'll be in the future be this Halach again. The army will not go into houses and eat the treif, eat whatever they want to eat. The Mechaschinach says, is it only on a Kibbish Chadash? What about if during the Tkufa when Klaisol controls the Yitzhar, they have a war and they lose some land, and the Goyim take over some land, and then they wage a war and they knock the Goyim out? So when they're taking over back the countries that they captured before, is it also mutter this then? Are they also mutter to eat machon sasuris? Is it only when they capture, like the way it was with Moshe Yeshua? Moshe Yeshua, everything was a brand new kibush. As they were capturing the land, that was the halacha of the machon sasuris was mutter. That was the exact custom for the army. But when they're recapturing and they captured already, maybe not.
What are they capturing now?
Oh, in the future? In the future, maybe it means whenever they want to capture a new land, Yitzhak wants to expand. There's halacha there. Whenever Yitzhak wants, this whole Gemara and Shavuos with the whole process, how you expand the Yitzhak, you make a Kaddish, but part of it is capturing it. I was thinking that also. What does it mean, Umashal and Mashiach are coming and Yidden will go and capture the land properly back from the Goyim? Is that called a new kibush or was that an old kibush? That's called old kibush. We're just capturing. Maybe it's new kibush because the emes is there. The emes took us out of the country with galus, and it's not ours. And now maybe it's new kibush. Okay. That you have to know. And then the mechasim says another chiddush. V'nirin li mitzad asvar. Here's the rabbi. He says mitzad asvar. Hod ishli in chutz yitzava olchol makad isle haram v'ramban. This that's mutav chutz yitzava to eat in machon sasuris according to Rambam and the Ramban, which whatever the sheet is, does it apply to yain esoch or not? But basically machon sasuris amutav. Mikoma came near a Hainu Dram Shasurim Rak Yisrael, but the Mechasim holds this is only Benegeya Yisrim that are also only for Yidden. Moshe Chaza, he says. Aber da was also ben neuch gam kein für gein even mena chai und was mena chai also chus jetzt aber something which we also took I also like even mena chai which is one of the same say neuch und was mena chai that would be also to chus jetzt aber and his far is it's not it's just right came into us after they know ich lo im starbe die mutter na hem mei de osel chobo eilom. Since it's osel, even to be noich, it's not mistabe that Toby matted that also. Kach ni mitzara svar, u bo osi rak loir, vi eshe falbo bezeh, ven kam bakoy mei. U me daip di, du mechusun chreiz, hu svar no chayin, bis yad nishmai. Yos is a good svar. It's not a svar. It's a bit so schwer mei for us to understand, because for us, what's the difference between Evi Menachai and Chaza? Toby is matte for some reason, then to eat everything treif, but somehow the Mechaschin Chazin maybe really is Maduk in the Pasuk, because again, the Nosim Pasuk was in a common, you can find bottom Malim called Teva Shalim and Racing. You can find houses filled with all good things that you didn't fill up, you didn't stock the kitchen over there. Maybe it only means the food that the goyim stock for themselves. Even the goy did not stock Eva Menachai. And if he did have Eva Menachai in the cabinet, that he wasn't supposed to. He wasn't supposed to, but maybe that's the deal. But he says Misar Asvar, it's not the Asvar, that it only applies to things that are mutter for Yidden. Okay, if you have the Mechasun is up the Asvar, we can't, we only deen zuchen Asvar, we have to bring a Raya, if I can't have a Raya. Okay, that's the Indian. Just going to speak about a different Indian, we'll see if this is Shaykh to the Pasha. There's a Mogen Avram in Hilchus Tefillin, in Erchaim Sum and Beis of Kan Gimel. Magen Ram klaz shayla, if a ritzua, one of the ritzua of the tefillin shayad gets cut off, and it's still long enough, and you want to remake the ritzua, but the ritzua is still long enough that this cut off piece, you could start over, make the kesha on the tefillin, a brand new kesha, and you still have enough left to do the krichas on the arm and the krichas on the etzbois. The Magen Ram klaz, you have to be careful to make sure that it's the top part of the ritzua that used to be on top, remains on top. Well, it doesn't make a difference. You could even take the end of the ritzua that used to go on the fingers and turn it around and use that for the kesha. Well, do you have to be marked? The shayla is this beged the ma'alim b'kodesh v'emiridin? It's a gemara in Megillah, the chafalaf, the chafbeis b'sorry, and other places. Famous halacha ma'alim b'kodesh the chafalaf on beis b'sorry, Megillah, and other places ma'alim b'kodesh v'emiridin. For example, I mean, one famous halacha is a tik shel tefillin, a beged that was made for tefillin. You should not use it for that beged. You should not use it for tzitzis. Because tefillin is more kaddish than tzitzis, and once it was miyuchid for mezumin for tefillin, you can ma'alim b'kashem reading. You cannot bring it down and use it for tzitzis. Faked, if you had a tick a big that was used for tzitzis for talis, and you want to turn it into a tefillin big, that you're not to do because you're bringing it up from a talis big zekel, from talis zekel to a tefillin zekel. That you could do that ma'alim b'kashem reading.
So when you rip down the top, so you want to use
right. You have a longer tzua, and you want to remake the kesha. So you have to be nizah to make sure the top part that used to be near the bias, and the shayla is maybe that top part was more kaddish than the bottom part, because first it was closer to the bias.
The fact also, the fact that it was closer to the bias.
The fact that it was bias is more kaddish, more kaddish. Do you say that? Right. So what's the suffix? The suffix is, the Rav explains that the mugen from suffix is, do you say on one chetza, one chaticha, ma'am mekesh v'emiridin? Normally, ma'am mekesh v'emiridin maybe be on two things, but here you want to take one thing, it's going to remain a ritzu if it's filling shayah. You're not changing that. You just want to say that this part was more kaddish than this part. Be careful not to turn it around. Is there really hakpod on that? The poskim gather agav they talk about in Hilchos Tzitzis, and they bring up a pikabola. The Ladam Kabbalim held that when you wear tzitzis, you should be careful to always have the tzitzis that are in front should remain in front, and the ones in the back should remain in the back. By a talis, you should make like a simmon, so you should remember which tzitzis go in front, which tzitzis go in the back. By a talis gadol, we all have, those that have it on Torah, for sure of a simmon, we all have something on top, and we know which goes on top, so we know which goes in the front. But with talis katan, most people are not careful. One day it's this way, one day it's that way. There's no simmon. But the Mishnah brings down that Rizal was not makbet on it. The Rizal himself was not, so even though the Kabbalim, there were makbet on it, the Rizal was not makbet on it, vice versa, the Rizal held the Kabbalim, there's no hakbada. But that I think is, I don't think the Shaykh to my own Kishim read. I'm not sure what that anyone Al Pikabala was, but that's happens that. But over here the Magen Ram is clearing, if on one Ritzua is past the Indian, my own Kurdish Vemiridin, on the top part of the Ritzua to the bottom part of the Ritzua. That's the Magen Ram suffix. So then the Yerabba, in the Rechaim over there, brings down from his Zayda, the Marash, he calls him Hagoyin Marash, he wants to discuss him this week's Sedra. And this week's Sedra, the Pasuk says, when Yaakovinu, when he came to the Mokum Mikdash, and he took from the stones and he went to sleep, and right the pasuk says when he realized he saw the sung mutzvatza and he realized the Mokum Kodesh, he said nothing like that. I did not know. Agav, it was to me it was a pella. What's the pshat that Yaakovin did not know that this was the Mokum Mikdash? Rashi says that this was Hamriya, this is where Kedis Yitzchak was. So Avram Avinu knew, Zayda knew that this was the Mokum Mikdash. His father Yitzchak Avinu knew this was the Mokum Mikdash. What wasn't this Mefusim? I mean, all the Nefesh Asa Bechara and all the Yidden in those days, didn't they all go, like, we go to the Kaisel to Daven? There was no base of Mikdash, but it's a Mokum Kodesh. Didn't they all go to Daven there? I'm not going to say it was a tourist place, but didn't everybody know that this Mokum Mikdash? What's Pshat Yaakov Avinu did not know? I don't know Pshat, it's a Shikopel, I mean. It seems to be Mashmir was not the place. That was the Mokum Mikdash. It was used for Kesi Yisuk, but no one spoke about it. Nobody went there to Daven. It seems, for whatever reason, Yaakov did not know. But then anyway, Agapon Terry says.
He didn't know where he was. He said that
he didn't have that where he was. Okay, anyway, the Torah says, Vayikach miyavni hamakam, he took from the Moshen Ram, he took from the stones, he went to sleep. And then Shpeth, it says, when Yashkim, Yaakov, Vayikach ha-se'evan, Hashem ha-she'esav, and he took the stone, Loshen Yochid, one stone. So famous Rashi says that what happened, at first it sounds it was many stones, then it says it was one stone. So Rashi says, Hischa avonin, they started to fight. All the Avonim were having a fight. Every stone said, the Tzadik should put his head on me. So the Eibishter made a nest and made all the stones into one stone. And that's what says later, the Yigach Ha'evan. He took the stone. It was only one stone because the Eibishter made a nest. They should all be one stone. Of effect on the Rabba, Bishem the Zkenim Marash, Hagayim Marash, is a kasha. If you hold that on one Chefza is past the Indian for Mayan Vakesh Rimuridin, what did it accomplish by making all the stones into one stone? Still, the Yaakovina's head was only in one part. So all the other stones should have still been Riva, Allah Yinir Sadakas Reishi. Is that weird? If you hold that on one piece, you don't have the hole in your Mayan Vakesh Rimuridin, it doesn't make a difference which end of the Tzu is on top, which is the bottom, which is the top. It's all one piece, the Mayan Afkamina. Then you can say here also, Mayan Afkamina, which part of the stone the Sadak put his head on. It's all one stone. So, but if you hold there's a chiluk between one end of the tzua and the other end of the tzua, in fact, the Eliyahu Rabbah, then why, what did it help? What did it help? So he wants to bring a raya from the fact that this nest helped, that it took away the merivas from the stones, that it's a raya, then when it's all one piece, already there's no hakpada, which part is kaddish, which part is not kaddish. Not like the Magen Avraham. And according to this raya, you could take a turn around the tzua and use the bottom part of the tzua for the top. It's no hakpada in it. But they did shlugzach in the beginning.
No, that's only with separate entities. But when once you make them one, shlugzach
is a chalei. Oh, is a chalei? Okay. It sounds like it. He'll never help.
He'll
never
help. He made shalom. Yeah. Shalom is he can fight it because your hand has something and the other hand doesn't have it.
The Shari Tshuva wants to fend for the Magen Avraham. First of all, he says, Eim Avin Raya B'Levi Agoda. First of all, he says, you don't bring a raya from a Zamedish to be a Goda. And he says, even the only rabbi that was not Mechavan only for Nesmach the Bama. He doesn't believe the only rabbi being a real raya from a Zah Goda. But then he says, another terrorist, he wants to say, it could be, since the whole connection of the Abonim to one Evan was a Mice and Nisim, it was a Nest, maybe the Nest was that it made it all Bolmo Zebzeh, that it became all one Tzmish Tzach, and every part of the Evan was a mixture of all the Abonim. So the part that the Tzadik put his head on had a little bit of every single Evan. It wasn't just they connected. They all got mixed up altogether. So maybe that's there. Right? And it's not right.
Now it's still another. He's saying they should continue the old fight. So now it's a new fight.
Oh, every part.
Continue the old fight. So when you do the both.
Okay.
Okay,
yes, you didn't go too much like other, but I'm just telling you, this is Shai Tshuva. But this is the Magen Avraham Chakira, the past man of Kesh and Rida on one Chatichana. They want to bring a raya from the Avon and Bayakabino. You know, Shukavat and Pasha, every single time over your mind, well, just this week, Torah says, V'yachlem hini sunga mutzavatsa, Yaakovina had a cholam, and he saw this halo, the sunga mutzavatsa, this is Kivya, this ladder. The Malachim are going up and down. So Rashi says, first they went up, then they went down. Malachim that were with Yaakov and Yitzchol, they're not called the Chutzlaretz. For Allah Rukiya, they went up. Yodim Malachi Chutzlaretz Lalavosei. Shana Rashi is Rashi's learning Murdig Akasha. If you learn Rashi good, Rashi is asking Akasha. What's Pshan the Pasuk that says the Malachi Elakim were Oilim V'yodim, but they were going up and down? The Malachim started in Shemayim. If they started in Shemayim, it should be Yodim V'Oilim. It should be they went down and then went back up. What's the Pasuk Oilim V'yodim? The first they went up and then they went down. It should be Yodim V'Oilim. So that's what Rashi's answering, that this whole Pasha, the Malachim going up and down, what's Pshan the whole thing? The whole thing was, it was a change of shifts. That there was the Malachim that were put together with Yaakov Avinu, were sent to be Malav Yaakov Avinu years ago. And these malachim were miyuchid to take care of Yaakov Avinu only in Eretz Yisrael. These malachim were not miyuchid to go out of Eretz Yisrael. So at this point in time, when Yaakov Avinu was leaving, so the malachim from before that came down, now they went up. We're not talking about when they came down originally. The malachim that were malachim in Eretz Yisrael, they went back up, and new malachim came down. That's true. But I saw in the Hatzvi, he brings down from Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin wants to say a different shot. He wants to say Dech Ayin Panam Torah. He wants to say, since the Torah says, by this Sunga Mutzavatza, V'hini Hashem Nitzavalov, stating in the Torah, Kiviyocha, the Eibishter was by the Sulam, and the Chirp Shat was the Eibishter was on the bottom of the Sulam. As a man, Reb Chaim Berlin wants to say, that's Lashon of Oilam. Oilam Taka means you're right, that the first the Malachim came down, they came from Shemaim down. But coming down towards the Eibishter is a Lashon of Oilam. Since they're going down to the Mokim where Hashem needs of a love, this is Lashon of Oilam. And Yodim means Taka, they went up. It means they went up back to Shemaim. But going up means they went away from this place where Hashem needs of a love. So that's the Lashon of Yerid. It means Oilam to the Kedusha and Yerid from the Kedusha. That's what he wants to touch the Pazuk. Two or three other vetlach. The Torah says more than vetlach. The Torah says V'yavid Yaakov Rochel Sheva Shanim. Yaakov made up with Lavan that he would work for Rochel. He worked for Rochel Imenu for 7 years. But you be'enu kiyam achadim b'vasa yisa. The Torah says even though it was 7 years of hard work, Yaakov even felt like only a few short days b'vasa because from his avat to Rochel. The Meral Diskin, the Hatzvi brings this and also Meral Diskin shtelts us. What's beshan this pasuk? Pshut Shemeka. What's this pasuk telling us? There was only a few days, but in this Ava, what state in that pasuk? What state? So he says, "Murdei Gevurah." He says, "Found halacha in Eben Ezra." Similar in Heis Afalach, there are more brings down. It's also Modchai and Reish Ksubis that in Ksubis that Orsa Rusasai. Person who's engaged, the chosna kalim, lo yedu b'vayis achas of neinu zayim. They should not live in the same house before they're married. Mishum sheish locha sheikaitzu zeh b'zeh. Because we're afraid they'll come to be maybe discuss the one with the other, be yovin yidei sinna. And they'll come to sinna, mach mashareen tali zeh zeh. That's the lashon of darmah. This is a shtekot techacha on chasan and makal, and they shouldn't see each other too often. And pshat is everyone understands this poshet that if the person's married, they'll see something in the husband, something in the wife, a face, or this or that. He does something. You won't think about it. It won't bother you. By chosen the calling, you're medayik too much. Every little thing you see, it bothers you. Every little thing it bothers you. So yeah, it's not that's lochin. It's not kedai. As Miramil, this says that's what this pasuk is saying. This pasuk is saying a moedik of mine of Yaakovin. Yaakovin was able to be with his calling in the same house for 7 years. And this did not apply to him. It was still the Yubayin of Kiyam al-Khadim ba-Avasya. So even though the Teva is, when you're very close, as Chassan Kalna, you see bad things, and things bother you, Yaakovin did that. And Zakhtam al-Diskin, this is a simon from Yaakovinus Kedusha. And maybe a Kiriyah, there was a simon of Rachimainus Kedusha also. And that's what the Pasuk is telling you. The Pasuk is telling you, special Kedusha of Yaakovinu, that he was a Magman of Teva from this halacha. There's another about from the Bitz of Lajana. Yitzchak Voloshin says in Pasuk, "Ve'yifreit zeish moed moed." Says Yaakovin became very rich. Ve'hi loyd zoyin rabbis to shvachis v'vodim u'gemal b'chamarim. And he had a lot of sheep. He had shvachis maids, v'vodim and slaves, u'gemalim and camels, v'chamarim and donkeys. He was very rich. So Rashi brings down the Medrash Tanchum. Mochet zoyin ibdamim yikarim. He sold his zoyin for a lot of money. But like keich liko eli, he bought all this. Rashi's running a kasha. The whole pasha of Ve'yitzchak shows you the whole nest. So Yaakovin got rich in zoyin. He got a lot of tzayin. But where does it say that he had gemalim and chamoyim and shvachis and avodim? Where did he get all that? So Rashi brings a measure, very posh. He sold it. He sold some of his tzayin. He kept some of the tzayin, but he sold some of the tzayin. And he had money, and he bought other things. That's what the pasuk means. He stels the chan, the lashon of the medrash Rashi brings down. Why does the medrash say b'dam yikarim? It says, mocha tzayin b'dam yikarim. He sold his tzayin for a very high price, and he bought everything else. What's wrong if he would have sold the tzayin for regular price? He could have sold the tzayin for regular price and bought everything else. What's the medrash being madgish does? Mocha tzayin b'dam yikarim. So this Lajan wants to say, Teretzis with the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, the Chidalim Beis. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah says, there's also limsa behemadaka lakam. It's also to give a behemadaka to a tzayin to a goy, when they shachshun raviyah. Because goyim on nechshad, on Reviyah, being Mazan with Behemoth, and Misazach, but Goyim and Nechshad on that, then it's not Naiva, Pasha, you don't give a Goy a small Behemoth because the Goy is Nechshad to do an Aveir with it, it's not Naiva. But the Gemara does say, well, Mutta Limka Behemoth Dakalakam, but you're not a sell Behemoth Dakal to a Goy, and that's not Lif Naiva, because the Goy spends money on, then he's Chosna Behemoth, he doesn't want to damage the Behemoth. But Shas Reviyah, they could be Neka, Teka, the Behemoth won't be able to be Moilim more Behemoth. So when you sell to a Goy, Then it's mutter. There's no left either. So Menu Yitzchak Voloshin wanted to say that's what Yaakov Avinu was extra machmir in this din. That's the medrash. He sold it signed only with Dam Yikarim, only for a very high price, because he wanted to make sure that the guy would be chosam amaynay, and the guy would not be nechshad on Reviyah. Actually, if he spent extra, he spent the high price, but he's nechshad. This is the dagish of this rashi of this medrash.
According to Gemara, if you give him a tumble, it's not nechshad after.
Right, right. No, that's a dumb comment. Because he owns an echram, No, but the Vilashin is what is. He wants to say Yakmin had an extra chumra. He wanted to make sure that it would be an extra demigam. Okay, let's move on to the chutzim. Leave for now.
Slide mentioned.